BBC World Service. It's midnight, GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. President Trump says talks with Iran could resume in the next few days, but differences remain over uranium enrichment.
He wasn't happy about the idea of it only being for 20 years. He wanted it to be forever because he didn't want it to look as though Tehran had won anything.
Meanwhile, after holding their first face-to-face talks in decades, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to launch direct negotiations. Also on the newsroom, Ukraine says it's retaken occupied territory from Russia using only robots and drones.
They will serve in a fairly similar role as a human soldier. I mean, they have weapons on them. They can advance to positions, probably in coordination with aerial drones.
The tech boss is using AI to create digital twins.
The bot passed with flying colors. Employees could not distinguish between the human CEO and the bot CEO correctly.
First, the news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to further direct negotiations after holding their first face-to-face talks in decades amid the ongoing Israeli war with Hezbollah. A State Department spokesperson said the time and place are yet to be worked out. Lebanon's US ambassador Nada Hamadi Mouawad called the talks constructive. Israel's ambassador Yahya Leiter said they'd had a wonderful exchange.
We talked about a number of things, and most importantly, the vision, the long-term vision, where there'll be a clearly delineated border between our countries and where the only reason we'll need to cross each other's territory will be in business suits to conduct business or in bathing suits to go on vacation.
There was no progress towards the ceasefire that Lebanon is calling for, with Israel insisting that the Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah first needs to disarm. President Trump has suggested that talks to end the Iran war could resume in the next 2 days. Negotiations in Islamabad between US and Iranian officials collapsed over the weekend, prompting Washington to impose a naval blockade on Iranian ports. After its first full day, the US said 6 merchant vessels had complied with directions to turn around. A Colombian NGO says violence against human rights defenders is at its highest point since Gustavo Petro became president in 2022. The NGO We Are Defenders said 165 social activist leaders were killed last year with nearly 900 attacks. Warren Bull reports.
Colombia has for decades been considered one of the deadliest countries in the world for human rights defenders and environmental activists, as drug cartels and other armed groups consider them a threat to their businesses. But the election of Colombia's first ever left-wing president, Gustavo Petro, brought expectations this would change. In fact, the NGO We Are Defenders said the situation had worsened, in particular for female human rights activists. The group said this reflected the Petro administration had failed to prioritize the protection of people who defend human rights in Colombian society.
One of the right-wing candidates for Peru's presidency has called for the election that's just been held to be annulled. Rafael López Aliaga, the former mayor of Lima, alleged it had been sabotaged by what he called a Cuban or Venezuelan-style mafia.
This is a sabotage of democracy. There are powerful groups determined to preserve the status quo in Peru. Half of the population still lacks access to basic necessities, such as water, food, healthcare, and education. There are people who want to keep things that way, just like in Venezuela, with the population oppressed.
He hasn't presented evidence. He's currently heading for a runoff in June against another conservative, Keiko Fujimori. European Union observers have dismissed allegations of fraud. BBC News. A new round of talks to end the fighting in eastern Congo has begun in Switzerland. Mediators from the US and Qatar are joining 5-day negotiations between the Kinshasa government and Rwanda-backed M23 rebels. They hope to secure a deal to improve humanitarian access and reopen airports in Goma and Bukavu, both under rebel control, for relief flights. President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed the apartheid-era politician Rolf Meyer to be South Africa's new ambassador in Washington. Besides holding key cabinet posts during apartheid, Rolf Meyer was also lead negotiator in ending the system of racial segregation. South Africa last had an envoy in Washington 13 months ago. Health researchers suggest that to get the most out of exercise, people should pick the time of day that best suits their body clock. According to research published in the journal Open Heart, Early risers, or larks, will get the maximum benefit from exercising in the morning, while night owls should train in the evening. The study concluded that the body clock influences hormones and energy levels. The head of personal training at Pure Gym, Hugh Hanley, says gym-goers are already taking a flexible approach to their routine.
You see peak times around, obviously, kind of when Monday, Tuesday evenings would always tend to be a little bit busier. What I think we've noticed over the last few years is people are actually prioritizing the health more, bringing in more flexibility to when they train. So it's definitely not as busy as it used to be at certain peak times. People are coming a bit more throughout the day.
In European football's Champions League, the title holders Paris Saint-Germain have progressed to the semi-finals of this year's tournament, along with Atletico Madrid. PSG again defeated Liverpool 2-0, this time in the away leg, having won by the same score in Paris. Atletico lost 2-1 at home to Barcelona, but they progressed 3-2 on aggregate. Bayern Munich will host Real Madrid, while Arsenal play Sporting Lisbon in the remaining two quarterfinals. BBC News.